Phoenix Audio presents.
Night of the Hawk by Dale Brown. December 1988. This was not the way the flight of the old dog was supposed to be ending. Yet here they were, in the northeastern tip of the Soviet Union, forced to land at this enemy base to steal fuel, because their B-52-1 megafortress was running on fumes. Holding a gun to the head of the base custodian, they had commandeered a fuel truck. The custodian had escaped and put in a call to the militia. During the course of this mission, they successfully penetrated Soviet airspace, fought off waves of surface-to-air missiles, and knocked out the most sophisticated weapon the USSR had ever developed. The mission should have been a success, First Lieutenant David Luger, United States Air Force, thought grimly. But now they were going to be captured by the Red Army. They weren't in any condition to fight. The stolen fuel was kerosene, not jet fuel. One of their engines had been destroyed, and another was useless. The plane's wheels were frozen in snow. It was doubtful that the plane could take off on the short runway. The pilot, Lieutenant General Bradley Elliott, was unconscious and nearly frozen to death. Now they were surrounded by Russian militia. There was a gaping hole in the crew compartment. Just a few hours earlier, Luger's right leg had been in that hole. He could feel his kneecap gone, see the limb twisted, and his right foot pointing at an unnatural angle. He was probably going to be crippled for life. Captain Patrick McClanahan had finished helping General Elliott and the two women crew members up the ladder when co-pilot Lieutenant Colonel John Ormack called McClanahan upstairs. Luger could hear Ormack and McClanahan on the interphone.
"If we start a firefight here," Ormack said.
"We may not have any choice," McClanahan replied. Shut up and half-frozen, Luger...